Hey, it's Sean again, and so I'm curious. When you did your exercise, if I had, I would. Did you dream big? I hope so, because that's what it's all about. When we take life to the next level, we apply these 5 steps to success. It's all about dreaming big like we never have before. Come on, folks, let's shake it up. It's time for step two. Step one was believing. It's time to believe and take things to a next level in terms of how we see things and how we believe in things. Well, here's step two to follow that. It's accepting your role in the journey. That's right. Step two is accept your role in the journey. One of the things I've discovered is that when you start to believe, I mean really believe, heaven and earth will move on your behalf. And when this happens, people do one of two things. One is they run from what is happening. It's like we start to see all this stuff happening, and it makes us nervous because we realize that there's something going on and that we can either accept it or run from it. And so they run. They talk themselves out of it, saying things like, I'm not ready, or it's not time, or it's not my time, or I don't know how. The other choice, the choice I'm hoping that you make, is that they can lean into it, saying things like, I am ready. It is my time, and I'll discover how. See, no one that ever achieved the level of greatness knew from the beginning. We just have to learn along the way. They all had to learn and discover and grow through limiting beliefs and limited understanding to attain next levels of success. If that's true for them, it is also true for you and I. There are no shortcuts. It's a process. You have to embrace that process. Embrace the process of growing into the greatness within you. See, there's greatness within all of us, folks, and now that you're believing it, if you'll accept your role in the journey and understand it's just about embracing that process and growing into that greatness, because it's in there. I promise you that. Most people find themselves at some point in time asking the questions, do I matter? Or why am I here? Well, let me first say, you matter. You matter. And you need to take that truth and you need to hide it deep within your heart. Because there are people within your circle of influence that need to hear that very same message from you. They need to see it in your eyes and see it in your smile and hear it in your words that they matter too. You know, Mark Twain said, the two most important days in a person's life are when they are born and the day they discover why. Well, you know, I like that. I really do. I mean, come on, without the day we're born, I mean, it all starts right there. And I know we all come to that point in time where we really wonder, why am I here? But I think there's a deeper question, a question that we need to drill down to the core of who we are and really discover the answer to that, because I think it holds the key to our future, to our dreams, to our success. And that is this question. Who am I? See, you need to look in the mirror and get very honest with yourself. Very real with yourself. Look in the mirror and say, who am I? And as you embrace the process, discovering, growing, you're going to answer that question. Going to answer that question is going to make the biggest difference in your life. You're going to see such a shift in how you see things and how you think and how success starts to come your way because now you know who you truly are. So you have to know yourself to grow yourself. My friend John Maxwell says that, and I totally believe it 100%. So it's embracing the process, accepting your role in the journey. You're going to start to get real. You're going to start to get authentic. Get relevant, get sincere. People are drawn to that. When you find someone that dreams big and they're authentic, you want to be a part of that because it's so rare that you find it. It's so rare. Now, in this process, one of the things that we need to take a real hard look at, who are you hanging with? Who are you spending time with? You know, it's often said that we are the average of the 5 people that we spend the most time with. So as you hear that right now, I want you to think about, who are the five people that I spend the most time with? Because you're an average of that. And we have to be so very careful with who gets the most precious and valuable thing we have. That's our time. We can never get it back. For years, I didn't pay attention to that in my own life. I would spend time with people that they weren't building me up. They were tearing me down. They would challenge me about dreaming big and really going for it in life. And then I learned a powerful thing. See, people rub off on us quicker than we realize. There's an old Hebrew word, mashak. And mashak means to rub off on. And what I really want you to hear today, what I really want you to take away from step two, is that people mashak us quicker than we realize. They rub off on us. Their attitudes and their thought processes and everything that they carry can rub off on you. Now I'm going to give you a couple of examples. You know, in 2002, I was hired by Lead America to train kids all over the country at leadership conferences. And I remember my very first week in Washington, D.C. I had just finished my first leadership session, 300 kids, and they were breaking up and getting ready to go to lunch. And I heard a kid with an East Coast accent walk up to a group of kids and say, "Hey, where are y'all going to lunch?" Now, being from Oklahoma, I recognized y'all. And it also sounded very funny coming out of an East Coast accent. So I said to the young man, "Excuse me, do you say y'all all the time?" And he said, "Mr. Sean, I don't say y'all. I didn't say y'all. We say you guys. How you doing? Forget about it. Hey, come on," right? For my East Coast friends. I lived in New York for 3 years. It was so cool to be around that accent. I loved it. But you know how kids are. So they were all pointing at him saying, "Yes, you did. You said y'all. You said y'all." And it blew his mind that he had only been around his roommates. He had two roommates from southern states for one day. And already he had said y'all. So I knew I had stumbled onto something. So that afternoon session, I said to all the kids, "If you are not from the South, I have a leadership challenge for you. Don't say the word y'all while you're here. And if you've already slipped and said it, don't say it again." I issued the same challenge all summer long, thousands and thousands of kids all over the country. How many of them do you think passed my test? If you said zero, you would be absolutely correct. Not one of them. And they couldn't believe it. They were blown away. How could people rub off on us this quickly? But it happens. Some of you have met someone new and you loved them and you started hanging out with them. They were your new BFF and you were hanging, but they just had a silly, crazy laugh. Maybe they laughed like this. I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. But one day, just a few weeks after starting to hang out, they said something funny and you laughed like them. And you couldn't believe it. It happens, folks, faster than we realize. It happens. Now listen to this. This will really blow your mind. There were a group of scientists a few years ago that did a study. And they took four monkeys and they put them in a room. And there was a pole in the room. At the top of the pole, there was a group of bananas, and there was also a nozzle that would spray ice-cold water. Well, the first monkey runs up the pole to get the bananas, and he gets hit by the ice-cold water before he can get one, and he scrambles back down, and now he's wet. He's kind of a little frustrated. So up he goes again, they hit him again. Up he goes again, they spray him again. So finally he gives up, and he's wet and stinky and mad. Well, one by one, his buddies all try to go up and get the bananas, and one by one, they all experience the same thing, getting sprayed with the cold water, and they never get the banana, and now you've got a room full of four wet, stinky monkeys, mad, frustrated, bitter. But then the scientists did something interesting. They replaced one of the wet, stinky monkeys with a brand new dry monkey. Well, he comes walking in going, "Hello, fellas, what's going on? Hey, bananas!" And up the pole he goes. But before he can reach the area where they would turn the nozzle on, the other three jump up and grab him and pull him down. Well, I'm sure he's looking at him going, "Guys, what are you doing? I'm trying to dream big here." So up the pole he goes, they pull him back down before he gets sprayed. Now, at this point in time, I'm sure he's trying to sing that song and rise up. He's trying to sing, "I believe I can fly. I believe I can reach the sky. If I can get these wet, stinky monkeys off my legs, come on." We tried a few more times. They kept pulling him back down. He finally gave up. One by one, they replaced wet, stinky monkeys with new, dry monkeys, and one by one, they all experienced the same process. They tried to dream big and go up the pole and get the bananas, and one by one, they were drugged down enough times before they were ever sprayed with water that they finally gave up. They ended up with a room of four dry monkeys that were walking around at the base of the pole, would look up at the bananas, but not try to go get them. Now, here's the crazy part. They didn't even know why. See, they had never been hit with the water. They had no reason other than they had been conditioned by who they were spending time with to not dream big and go for it. You better pay attention to who you're hanging out with, who you're spending time with. Sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's family. I had to give up some friendships to live my dreams. And there's times I still miss those people. But I have one life to live, and you have one life to live. So if you think, wow, that would be mean to cut someone out of my life, is it? If they're not building you up and they're tearing you down, is it? Because it's your life. It's your dreams. I want you to do this. I want you to make three lists before we move on to step three. The first list, I want you to list your values, just your principles, your standards, your morals. It's an interesting exercise as you make that list because a lot of us haven't thought about that before. As you start to put it down on paper, you're really going to be surprised what comes out of you. Really, what do you stand for? That you know, no matter what happened, you say, nope, I stand this way. This is what I believe. Second list, list your passions. Just get big out there with your passions. What are you passionate about that you would do all day long, even if you didn't get paid for it? What are you passionate about? As you start to make these lists, what you're going to start to see is you're going to start to discover who you are, more and more of who you are. This is part of that process. And then the last list, a friends list. I want you to have a people who build me up and people who tear me down. And it can be friends or family, but I want you to start listing the people closest to you on that list. You need to know who's for you and who's against you. Because living big dreams is not easy. And we need people that will cheer us on and challenge us and encourage us in the right ways. I'm excited that you're on this journey with me. That's step two, accepting your role in the journey. Get ready for step three.